Public transport companies are reporting a high compliance rate for new compulsory face covering rules that came into effect from this morning. Well, we're joined here by our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain. Overall, how have things gone, John?
Well, the various transport companies were reporting a fairly high compliance rate this morning. Up to 80% of Lewis passengers were wearing masks, Dublin Bus around the same. The private bus service Go Ahead slightly less, around 70 to 80% in compliance with face coverings. The biggest compliance was in the intercity rail passengers with their longer journeys. Coming into Houston, rail staff there estimated that around 95% of the passengers were compliant. And we talked to some of them to ask them what they thought of this new rule.
It was great this morning coming up from Cork. It was, most people were actually wearing the masks and the conductors were travelling them down the train just so.
Was anyone kind of stopping people or advising people about the new rule?
Yeah, well, there were signs in Cork in the station advising people that, you know, the masks are mandatory on the trains, which is, again, very positive.
So how did you find it this morning, having to wear a mask the whole time?
For me, it's comfortable. I come 2 hours with mask and that's okay for me.
How many people were obeying the rule?
I saw everyone inside the train.
I think it makes good sense. Like, I was surprised because I was in Lewis earlier and one of the like security guys came on and he was going around saying face masks to people. And I was surprised how many people had them in their bags and stuff but weren't wearing them.
So, John, also some concerns in the lead up to this around enforcement. What have you been hearing this morning?
Well, you would have heard that the unions have said their members are not going to get involved in enforcement or in of these new regulations. These are not like in some cases there are enforcement officers attached to public bodies or to local authorities, say for littering or pollution and so forth. This is not the case here. These regulations are enforced by Gardaí, but the Gardaí are saying that transport staff in the first instance should take enforcement action, and this could include refusing entry to someone coming on board. If someone is on board not wearing a mask, stopping the vehicle until they comply, and then as a last resort, calling the guards. As I said, the unions at the moment are saying they're not going to get involved in that type of enforcement action. But today, the transport companies are saying they're starting off with a soft approach. They're just trying to encourage people for the moment just to go along with this as a public health measure.
John Kilrain, thank you very much indeed for that. Well.